This is your NPR News Station, 90.3 WBHM and 91.5 WSGN. I'm Sarah D'Elia. Election day is rapidly approaching for Birmingham. It's Tuesday, August 27th, to be exact, and William Bell has announced he'll run once again for mayor. City Council President Roderick Royal will not be seeking re-election. And next month, 25 candidates go face-to-face for 8 seats on the Birmingham Board of Education. This week, Kyle Whitmire with AL.com and the Birmingham News took a closer look at these roles that our elected officials play and how much power they think they have versus how much they actually have when they get into office. He joins us now. Kyle, thanks for being here.
Thanks for having me.
So, Kyle, let's start off by looking at city council elections. A lot of candidates, while they're racing, make promises to potential constituents while they're running. And some of those candidates have every intention of fulfilling those promises. But when they get to office, have you found that they were surprised by what they could actually accomplish during their time there?
Pretty much every time. And it's just a lack of education sometimes on the part of the candidates. You know, if a candidate tells you they're going to fix that pothole in your street, or they're going to increase police protection in your neighborhood or clean up that park in your neighborhood, you really need to take that with a grain of salt. Because in Birmingham, we have this thing called the Mayor Council Act. It's sort of the constitution of the city of Birmingham. And just like the U.S. Constitution, it has a separation of powers that was put in place really in a reaction to the old commission form of government that we had, where you had commissioners, one being Bull Connor, sort of acting as administrators of different departments. It took that power away from the legislative body and put it all with the mayor. And when it did that, it said that it is illegal, punishable by removal from office, for a city council person to give a directive to a city employee other than, you know, those employees who work directly for them, their executive assistants, those folks. So what happens is you have candidates who get out there, and sometimes they just don't know any better. They're making promises. They're very excited. They're true believers. They get into office, and then sort of reality hits. And they have to, you know, come to terms with what the law allows them to do. And the law, you know, says that the mayor is the administrator, sort of the CEO of the city. This is the person who gives orders. And the city council makes policy. Now, the city council is not powerless. The city council makes budgets. They're struggling to make a budget right now. There's a lot of power in that. You know, they make appointments to boards and agencies. Things like the Waterworks Board. But when it comes to some of the bricks and mortar issues that voters really care about, sometimes they overpromise and when they get into office can only underdeliver.
Well, this week you also took a look at the power and responsibilities of those elected to the Birmingham Board of Education. Did you find that there was the same amount of confusion between those candidates running for that board and individuals running for city council regarding what they can and cannot do when they get to office?
Well, some of the outgoing board members who are leaving office, you know, say yes. And we've seen with, you know, the fights on the board and the fights that the board has had with the superintendent and with the state intervention into the Birmingham school system, that there are micromanagement issues with the board. You know, board members will come in unhappy about, you know, a basketball coach at a school and want that basketball coach fired. Well, that's the superintendent's decision to make. That's not the board's decision to make. When they had to replace a board member last year, one of the sitting board members put a question to all the candidates. He said, you know, let's say that there is an ineffective principal at a school in your district. What are you going to do about that? And it was kind of a trick question, but it was a question with a right or wrong answer. And that right answer is you take that to the superintendent. That person, you know, the superintendent then decides what to do.
Kyle, finally and quickly, what's the bottom line for voters then? If we're electing people that don't understand the power of what they have when they get into office, where should we be focusing our energy and our efforts as voters?
You know, sometimes it's not that exciting, but look for eggheads. Look for someone who knows how to read a budget. Look for someone who knows how to work with others more than working against others.
Kyle Whitmire is a political reporter for AL.com and the Birmingham News. Kyle, thanks for being here.
Thanks for having me.